Hey kiddos, Newsy's Nook is listened to all over the world, and I want to tell you about a little shop down under. My ABDL Supplies is a Sydney-based supplier for the Australian age play community. They've got everything, from onesies and passies for nap time, to shibari rope and paddles for playtime, to automatic savings on any 4-pack of diapers. My ABDL Supplies has a great inventory for any kinky Aussie. Trusted for the last 7 years by littles and bigs all over Australia and New Zealand, My ABDL Supplies always ships discreetly. Just for Newsy Nook listeners, My ABDL Supplies is giving 5% off your next order. Just use promo code NewsyBaby. So try My ABDL Supplies, your one-stop ABDL shop. Hello, 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 and welcome to Newsy's Nook, a podcast where you can sit and relax while I try not to wet my pants. I am your host, Newsy Baby. This week in Newsy's Nook, not being an adult and being surrounded by hundreds of ABDLs. That's the spirit of CapCon. This week in Newsy's Nook, if you have been to CapCon, you know that it's a special place. A world where the kink that you may keep hidden and secret is showcased and celebrated by others just like you. Con organizers this year rebranded the talent show to be a pageant. Some sang songs and another painted, showing off their talents to an audience of age players and their supporters. This week, I bring on Citrine, the winner of the pageant who holds the title of Spirit of CapCon 2024. We talk about why he wanted to participate in the pageant and why cons are so important to so many people. Well, thank you, Citrine, for coming to Newsy's Nook. For those that don't know, Citrine is the spirit of CapCon 2024. So first, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
For those that don't know, Citrine, or for those that didn't go to CapCon, you are spirit of CapCon 2024. How does it feel to be Spirit of CapCon 2024?
It's pretty surreal still, you know, this being a week post-convention, it still feels surreal because when I went into it, I didn't expect to win. I've done a lot of competitions in my life, but I never expect to win. And this was my first CapCon, so I thought, you know, when I saw that there was auditions for this, I filled out the form and thought nothing of it. I thought, nah, I ain't going to get in. We'll see. And then I get a message about 3 weeks to the con and they say, give us more information. And I'm like, okay. So then I got an email like a week before the convention. They're like, hey, we would like to see your performance. You know, give us an idea of what you're going to perform if you get in. So I made it through 3 rounds without even realizing it by the time I got to the convention, and there was 4 of us. So there was supposed to be 6 apparently, but there was only 4. But still, wow. Like I said, it was very surreal because, you know, I went in going, this is my first cap. I'm going to have fun. Maybe people will, you know, think that, oh, cool. You know, he can sing and play a little bit and cool. Right. I can have fun. I can go up on stage in a onesie and just kind of see how this works.
And before we get to your performance, I do want to make one thing clear because I feel like there's levels to this. So one, I didn't know that it was your first CapCon. So one, that makes that even more amazing. Two, what people might not know about you is that you're blind. Let's take a couple moments. How do you navigate? Yeah. How do you navigate kink and also your first CapCon being blind?
So navigating kink is, it's very normal to me, but it would probably be a little different for somebody else outside to watch. I don't know. They might even find it entertaining, get some popcorn and, you know, watch the blind puppy kind of, you know, bounce around a bit and kind of be like, no, don't run into that. But for me, it's very hands-on. So I'm really in tune with touch and interaction. So when it comes to kink, you know, whether it's ABDL or pup play or subdom, whatever it is, it's very hands-on. And so I'm just very interactive with my surroundings. So taking that over into something like CapCon and how was my first CapCon? I've been to furry conventions for years. I've been to 50, and then this was my first cap. So
Wow.
furry conventions are their own thing. Think kind of like a Comic-Con in that sense, just more fur. And so it's pretty generic, but with Cap, I got to experience a lot of things: the ball pit, the jungle gym, these the swings, these things that are very, again, hands-on, very tactile. And so I was able to experience it as well as I think I could have. It was a lot of fun, and I got to make a lot of memories with it because, again, a lot of stuff was just hands-on. You climb in, you ride this, you climb on this, you go down this slide, you throw these things. It's very easy to navigate and get emotionally attached to your surroundings, for sure. I think even if you can see, because it's so immersive.
Right, and it's so world building, right? Like, so I'm curious, being there, seeing it, seeing all the babies and all that, right? Like that's one element of this whole experience. But for you, CapCon must be crazy immersive because you're world building in your head. Am I right in saying that?
Yes. So I would almost say that Cap for me was probably almost more personal than it may have been for some other people that attend there. And I'll make this short, but basically, I've been blind in my left eye since birth,
Okay.
due to a cataract. But I graduated from the School for the Blind in 2011, and I had always had low vision in my right eye, but I could see about 15, 20 feet, basically like when it's dense fog outside. Things would, if I held them close, I could see colors. So I knew what cartoons looked like. I knew what a lot of the toys that I had looked like and things like that. But in 2020, I had a cataract develop on that eye. And due to my optic nerve damage that I already had due to the low vision, my vision went total. So that's where I've been ever since. But for Cap, being so hands-on and getting to experience all these things, it immersed me to a point where I was almost able to mentally relive a lot of my childhood, because while I couldn't see things around me, it was so immersive that it felt like I had almost traveled back in a way.
Wow, that's crazy. Let me ask you this. Has the con dropped hit a little harder because of that?
It has. That being said, usually about every month or so, I do have ABDL friends that I hang out with, and we're going to hang out in a couple weeks. That definitely keeps the, I guess, con drop from being too detrimental, because it makes it to where it's like, okay, obviously it's not goodbye, I'd see you later, but also it helps to be like, okay, well, you did this thing, and yeah, it's sad, but again, now I get to go back home, where luckily I live with my wife, and so it's a situation where not only do I have friends that I hang out with, almost monthly throughout the year to sort of, keep that going in some small way, but also at home, having my plushes, my toys, my onesies, diapers, all that stuff, it's still, you can create it in a smaller scale at home to sort of suffice.
Right. Other than being the spirit of CapCon and winning that, what was there one moment during Cap that you were like, wow, this is a magical place. This is a magical moment.
There were two or three. So one of my friends, once I won Spirit of Cap, I thought, cool, okay. Now we go back to the room, we drop off the, Captain Connor, the giant fox plush, and we decided to go get dinner. And so they're like, okay, you're wearing the sash. And so they got my dinner. They brought it to me. I was in the high chair. They put me in the high chair, which those are immersive in itself, because it's like my feet cannot touch the floor. This definitely,
Right, yeah.
And they're like, okay, so then, they hand me my stuff, I eat my food, and before they let me down, they're like, okay, so just open your mouth and trust me. And they literally fed me a strawberry shortcake. Like that was basically, I felt I went from being on stage and almost being like in shock to being like probably the littlest I'd been at that convention. Because it's just like, what, it went from two polar opposites. So that was pretty fun. But I think the other experience was something that was put on by Capcom this year. They had a trip where we went to the zoo. And so when we went to the Brookfield Zoo, before we went there, they had one of the things set up like a classroom, and you went around, you made a little craft, you got a story read to you. It was like every 15 minutes you had a little activity thing. And then they had like a little meet and greet, my name is this person, a sort of interactive thing, and then they had the mega blocks. Well, I did all four of those, and then they had lunch, and they gave us a lunch box that actually had, like a school lunch, and you got a permission slip as well that was saying that you could go, that was signed by that was basically had the name of your big on there, that you had pre-approved and stuff. And then they got us on the bus, and we sang songs while we went over to the, over to the Brookfield Zoo. I mean, the Brookfield Zoo was phenomenal. It was, I got to actually experience it, because they had an area where the wolves were, where you could actually hear them. They had like a soundscape thing going. They had these big, I guess they were metallic, and so you could actually feel the wolves, so to speak. And then my friend, he loves otters, my sighted guide, and so he went to look at the otters, and so it was a lot of fun. They were audio descripting things for me, which was really sweet of them. We've been friends for years, but that was really sweet of them. But that whole immersive experience of being like perpetually preschool or kindergarten age of like, we're going to the zoo. Okay, we're doing circle time, and we're doing story time, and and then we're going to have lunch, and then we're going to get on the bus, and we're it was definitely really cool to take that outside of Cap for a little bit too.
That's so cool. I didn't know anyone that went to the zoo. So thank you so much for saying what actually that actually sounds really, really cool.
Yeah.
So let's go into you actually running for the Spirit of Capcom. So this is your first Capcom. You've been to plenty of other cons.
Yes.
What made you want to run? Did you have what was the game plan there?
So, there's always been a competitive side of me ever since I can remember. And my wife definitely encourages it. My friends encourage it. But it's because, so growing up, I had a lot of people in my family circle that were not as supportive as you would think. It was basically, well, I do know that when I was a child, that some of my family members were essentially that did support me were basically told, he's blind, so he's not going to develop right, and he's not going to be successful at anything. So you should consider taking him to a home and leaving him there. And this has been documented, but it, so I've always kind of, had something to prove, I guess, just that kind of drive inside to be like, I'm going to prove you wrong. And so that was a good indication of it. I'm like, plus I love competition. I like, even if I don't win, I mean, I've lost countless competitions, but I love the crowds. I love meeting new people, and forging friendships and that sort of thing can come from that. So any chance that I can be like, it's a new con, hey, let me maybe meet more people, have a better chance to make some new friends, why not?
Right. All right. So we get to the day of the con. This is the part that I think I would love everyone to get. So right, we've now set up you navigating kink being blind, why you ran for capsule. So we're now at the day of the pageant, and they bring people up,
And they have questions for them during a usual pageant.
Yeah.
You walk up, who is the person helping you?
So the person, their name was Tobe Otter, and I think I ad-libbed them. I made them so embarrassed because I told them, I said, I'm going to announce you. The crowd's going to clap for you. They're like, no, don't do that. I was like, no, you deserve, you're getting me up on this stage or else I just go rolling onto the stage. Like, don't. And so I think I called him. I said, my utterly adorable sight of guide, Tobe Otter.
He was so cute. Yeah, so he brings you up on stage, and she's standing there, and she asks you the first question: if you were able to design a diaper, what would it look like, and how would you design it, and what did you say?
Okay, so I do want to preface this really quick. She was worried that there might be a question. So when there was an interlude right before mine and Kashi's question, who was right before me, there was a moment where she came backstage during the interlude and she's like, hey, I've been handing the contestants the question things, the little envelope to read. Do you want me to do that or do you want me to just read it? And I said, no, go ahead and hand it to me, because my thought was, if it is a visual question, which it was, then I can get them on my side a little bit. So when I went out, it definitely got the crowd on her side too, because she's like, she handed it to me and I felt it and I said, okay, it's not in Braille, you should probably read it.
And the crowd laughed. Like,
Yeah,
you
and so I was like,
immediately had
okay,
us in your hands. We were like,
yeah.
genius.
So at that point I was like, okay, good. And then the question came out, and at that point I'm like, I'm glad I did that. And oh boy, okay, this can go better. So I ended up, I think I just looked at the crowd, ad-libbed the line. I said, oh boy, this is funny, isn't it? And at that point, she was trying to compose herself. The crowd was basically just dying laughing. And they came up with a second question.
Right, so the second question was, what is the correct order of eating Skittles? And again, as soon as she said it, she totally was like, she was like, okay, this isn't the best second question. The audience was totally like, oh my gosh, we feel like there was part of you where you were like, oh, I feel so sorry for that girl up there. Like I feel it was such a room of like you could hear a pin drop. Like we were all so engaged in that moment. What was your response? What was the response to what is the correct order of eating Skittles?
So I said two things. Because she kind of stopped and trailed off at the end, like, oh no, and the crowd picked up again. So I could tell at this point, I said, look, I can probably answer this one. I mean, if you're talking about color, we might have an issue, but I can answer this one. I've got an answer for you. It's okay. And she's like, okay. And I said something to the effect of, so for me, as a little, I think the best way to eat Skittles is just to take the bag when you get it and run to your bedroom and lock the door and just eat all of them yourself. And she goes, I'm going to take that answer. And that ended the whole situation to the crowd's applause and to her relief, I think.
It was so good, and you're just the comedic time. I don't even know if it was comedic timing, but just like the way you said it was such a calming and like, this isn't weird for me. You basically made the audience very calm, or at least that was my perspective of like you were like, I'm in control of the situation. I totally feel your pain. I'm not going to victimize you. This is I'm gonna play this up and make it fun for everyone. And
No, I, yeah.
I just remember. At least the group of people I were with, we were just so in love with you from that moment that we were like, sash him now, sash
Okay.
him
W
now.
was that you or somebody running? I swear, I remember somebody going, give him the sash. And I'm thinking, I haven't even performed yet. I might suck. What do you.
That's what made it a little funny was it was like we haven't even seen him perform yet, but it was you just had us in like the palm of your hand. You literally could have done anything for your
Aww.
act. We were just so in love with you from that moment. So let's now go into your act. So you sang a song called Forever. Tell if the audience didn't if we weren't at Capcom, and I'll play it for the listeners after our interview. But Forever, how did you how where does that song come from? How did you come up with it?
So that song was written back in August of 2017. I was at Indie FurCon, a furry convention in Indianapolis. It's still there annually. And it was Saturday night. I was basically refusing to sleep because I was having to leave the next day, and I was like, I'm kind of hanging with friends. And for me as a songwriter, ideas literally just they come to me. I've never worked more than 30, 40 minutes on any song that I've written. I've always just kind of, somebody will say something, and then that rhymes with that, that rhymes with that. And then it's just like, I have to sit down and finish this out. But the song itself came about 2 in the morning, Saturday going into Sunday. And there were people that had to catch flights and they were leaving. And I overheard one of the conversations, and they were tearfully hugging goodbye. And one of them said, if I could stay here forever, that'd be fine with me. And they said, well, I'd rather be here with all my friends, but we'll see each other soon. And the here with all my friends is the end of the chorus, but the if I could stay here forever, that'd be all right with me. That was the start of it. And I thought, well, I had my guitar with me, you know, just sitting down in the atrium. So I just started strumming. I said, if I could check out the day after never, that day never would be. And then I thought, well, where do I go from here? You know, so the remainder of the chorus, which sounds a little odd unless you hear the song and you're in the moment, but it has to do with the fact that people don't necessarily approve of us, or they just kind of give us the side eye, like, well, you'll forget about this. You'll grow up one day, you'll forget about it. It's the whole some say live and let live, some say one day you'll forget. But, you know, to me, it's always been, well, no, not this, because this is what heaven is here with all my friends. And so that's in about 30 minutes, that song was written. And then a few weeks later, it ended up becoming the closer track to my first album that came out in 2018.
Wow. And then when you play this, do you, so let me describe for the audience. So he comes out, right? We already love you. You literally could have just like held a ball for like 10 seconds and we would have been like, give him the sash. So you come out, you give him the guitar and you start playing this song and we're like, okay. And then you sing this song about never wanting to check out of CapCon, being surrounded by your friends, living in this world forever. Literally, I was on the verge of crying. People next to me were bawling. Is that the reaction that usually you get when you sing this song to people?
It honestly is, and I've ever since it's basically a closer. I do a lot of concerts and performances at fur cons, and whenever I that's like my closer song, because it's I know that there is an emotional reaction to that song, and I can feel it in the room, but also I can kind of hear how some people react. And Capcom was very reactive, despite what I thought was going to happen. I figured, you know, okay, that they might be like, woo, cool, but I didn't expect, you know,
No,
I didn't really.
it was standing ovations. It was
Yeah,
standing
well,
ovations.
I got halfway through the first chorus, and I sang the because that day never will be. And then I hear like somebody do like a really loud whistle, and then by the time I get done with the first chorus, people just cheer, and I'm thinking, wait, there's more. There's
Wait, there's more.
but I didn't even know that there was a standing ovation until and I think it shows for those who were there, yourself included. When I sing the song, I am literally like, I was like, I'm hungry puppy. I can't wait to go and get food, because we'd been rehearsing since like 3:34 that afternoon. So I was like, I'm hungry.
Oh.
So my mind was on, ooh, there's chicken over there, and there's this and that. Like, my mind was on that, because if I focus direct on the song and the fact that the next day, you know, I'm gonna be checking out too, then I'm gonna tear up, and that doesn't bode well for my tenor vocals. It doesn't work. I will sound terrible. So I tend to push that to the back of my mind, to get through the song while still pursuing the emotions. But Once I was told, my side guy came back on stage and told me they're giving you a standing ovation. I gave him a hug and I broke. Like I cried at that point because, and I think it shows maybe like I know I wiped my eyes and stuff because I was just like blown
No,
away.
it was an emotional moment for I think everyone in that room at that moment, because you also have to remember, I also should preface with, this was done on Saturday around like 6 o'clock. So right, like we've already went through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of CapCon. We're already like
We
the
got maybe 24 hours until closing until we're done.
right. And
So
fun
it's
fact for me, I left 3 a.m. on Sunday. So like
Ooh.
you were basically like the last big event for me. So like I was emotional because I was like, I really don't want to check out. I have to leave at 3 a.m. So it was just like, it was like the perfect, it was like that perfect little like dessert right before like the ending, right? Like for, I think for everyone, it was just like, wow, like this was amazing. Like this was great. It literally was, it set the, it was the song of the hour. It perfectly described what everyone was feeling. You just put it to song is the best way I could describe
Oh.
it. Which leads me to my last question of what makes cons so important, and why does it create an environment where we don't want to leave? What is it about cons, in your opinion? What causes that?
Well, I think we as humans, we want to belong. We want to feel that we are part of something bigger than ourselves, or we want to feel justified, especially with something where a lot of us, with AVDL specifically, we feel like we are ostracized, and we are, the world that we live in is still very bristled against it. They don't understand it. Things are getting better, but it's at a snail's pace. And so this is something where if you get ousted, then you may lose a significant other. You may lose family members, friends. You may even lose your job. I think conventions are so important because you have a group of friends that's like, I am all that we are all the same here. You like being little, I like being little. Cool. There's not a fear there. That fear can be put down at least for a little while, and we can feel like what it would feel like. Not that I think any of us would ever, choose not to be AVDL, but I think that we enjoy feeling a sense of normalcy in the moment and feeling like we're not alone. And we are accepted and loved. And I mean, that's all that we want as a human being, I think, is just to find compassion and love. And I think that's what makes conventions so compelling, because when you leave, you know that, okay, if you have a spouse that doesn't understand, and so you have to go, and you have to basically put all the little stuff, you have to put it away. Now you have to deal with friends and other people that maybe, don't accept us and don't even know about us. So you're closeted again. And it can be very emotionally taxing to hide this thing that is a integral part of you. So I think that that's why conventions are so important, because they give us that sense of escapism and that sense that we are just fine as ourselves, and that we're not broken. We're not a mistake. It's okay to be us.
Right. And also the fact of, you know, I would say, at least for me, right, like the nearest AVDL to me is, you know, miles away, right? Like for some people that live in like the major metropolitan areas, AVDLs are, you know, groups. But for us that live in like smaller areas, there's only a couple of us, handfuls. And so to see everyone in one space, it's like, no, I don't want to go back to feeling so alone, both literally and figuratively. It's like, no, I want to stay with my people. I want to be able
Absolutely.
to let my guard down and be consumed by community that isn't just online. But of course, every con cannot go without, it can't always be perfect. And
No.
so Me and a couple people, we played this little tongue-in-cheek game of the Spirit of Capcom. Because like everything, right, whether it be Disneyland, everything has things that could be better. So we
Yeah.
played this little game of that's the Spirit of Capcom. And we came up with a few examples. So one of them being, let me know if you experienced this too. Did you have to wait in the elevators to go upstairs?
Oh, yeah.
So for those that haven't been to Capcom, if you want to go upstairs, there's three elevators, but there's a line. And there's also, how many floors are, isn't there like 20 floors or something?
There's something close to that.
It's an
I,
exorbitant
yeah.
amount of not a whole lot, but it's a big hotel. So imagine all of these babies and they all need changes and they don't want to go to the changing room. So you're standing at the elevator. So one of the ones that I came up with is waiting for the elevators to go up to your room. That's the spirit of Capcom, right? Like that's the essence of Capcom. That's how you do it. Or another one that people might be more aware of is taking a selfie and it's just red tape. That's the spirit of Capcom, right? Like it's so very specific to Capcom. So I wanted to ask the spirit of Capcom, what are some of your that's the spirit of Capcom?
So I think for me, a few things that I experienced. I'll say this one first because this one's kind of a tangent off of what you said, but it did happen. Was that it was my first day at the convention, and there was a long line for the elevators, and we were trying to get on one of them. And the reason that I was trying to get up to my room was I actually needed to use the restroom. And it wasn't like, it wasn't like, oh, I just need to pee. It wasn't that, I'll leave it to your imagination. But it's like, the elevator fought against me. The elevator won. So basically, the spirit of Capcom that day for me was when you try and make it to your room and you feel as little as possible because you actually didn't make it.
That's the
That.
spirit of Capcom. I love
Yeah.
it. What's another
Yeah.
one? Give me another one.
Another one for me, the spirit of Capcom is when you go down to play in the play space, and then about half an hour in, you realize that you've got some severe rug burns like on the bottom half of your legs.
That's the spirit of Capcom. Ooh, I didn't get rug burn, but I do have a lot of bruises on my legs.
Oh yeah, same.
All right, do you have one more? All right, give me one more.
The spirit of Capcom is being overzealous, jumping into the ball pit, and almost knocking the wind out of yourself.
That's the spirit of Capcom. There you go. Thank you, Citrine, for playing the game with me.
Yeah,
And
of
thank you for coming
course.
to Newsies Nook and sharing your spirit of Capcom experience and sharing the song Forever with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure to be on, and hopefully next year. I know they told me next year I'm going to be not in the competition. I'm going to be a judge, so I plan on giving them their scores in Braille, and we'll figure that out because it'll be great.
Ooh, what are you going to be looking for? Can I ask that? I know it's literally a year
Oh, what?
away, but
Well, so what I'm looking for, yeah, is.
do you have anything in mind? Anything that you're like, like now that I'm crowned, is there something that you're like, I kind of want to see that in next year's Spirit of Capcom? Anything on the top of your mind right now?
So I think what I would definitely like to see would be I like to see a little diversity. Like I know that we only had four acts this year, but three of them were music based, and I thought the painting was really cool, even though I couldn't see it. It was described to me, and I thought that that was kind of cool. It was so unique, and I thought that it would be cool, like to maybe see, like, yeah, you can have music, but maybe have somebody dancing, maybe have somebody do like a comedy bit, like maybe, I think it would be cool to see like some real diversity, so every act like brings their own flavor, so that way you're not comparing a music act to a music act at all. They're each in their own lane.
Ooh, I thought of one. Tell me if this one would be a good one. I lay like four babies down, not actual baby, like three ABDLs down, and it's a changing competition. There's a timer, and I have to change all of them under, like, I don't know, 5 minutes. Do you think that would be a good Spirit of Capcom pageant?
I think that there would be so many people that would be on board for it just because, I mean, come on, there's a lot of people that I know that'd be like, yeah, change me in front of people, please. I will be part of this,
Right,
you
right.
know, so.
They'll wear under, or you know what? Maybe I'll just double pad everyone, right? Like they come on stage, they're already padded, and I
Yeah.
have to double pad all of them, right? That would be
Yeah.
fun. Maybe I'll win. Maybe I'll be the Spirit of Capcom next
Oh,
year.
wouldn't that be cool? I'd be like, hey, I think I recognize them.
Think I recognize that voice.
Yeah, totally not biased. Like, oh, I thought they were gonna do this. Yeah.
He already knew what I was gonna do. All right. Well, thank you, Citrine, for coming to Newsy Nook and sharing your story and being a sport.
Again, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
So, after the pageant, a group of us went up to the rooms to play our own little game of That's the Spirit of Capcon.
When there's no trash bags, so you have 20 used Pamps piled up in your closet.
That's the Spirit of Capcon!
When you're dying of thirst and the water has run dry for the 12th time today.
That's the Spirit of Capcon!
When you can't go on the fucking playground after you've spent hundreds of dollars to be here.
That's the Spirit of Capcon!
Oh my God.
When you walk past the bin full of everybody else's used diapers and just about Ralph from the spell.
That's the Spirit of Capcom.
When you can't shower for literally 2 days because there's zero water pressure in your shower head.
That's the Spirit of Capcom.
Not the shower head.
When there's more water stains on the hotel than there are on pants.
That's the Spirit of Capcom.
When unhinged straight girls run over you with a tricycle.
That's the Spirit of Capcom.
When you have to go to five different floors to get ice for your drink.
That's the Spirit of Capcom. Yes.
When Shake Shack is the best food option.
That's the Spirit of Capcom.
When you break out in a full body rash just from being in the ball pit for like 5 minutes.
That's the Spirit of Capcom.
It hasn't happened yet, but when we all go home and we're like sick for a couple days,
that's
that's
the
the Spirit
Spirit
of
of
Capcom.
Capcom.
There you go. Good luck, job, everybody.
Okay, so two others that I have found online is trading a bottle of water for a bottle of Dayquil after coming home from Chicago. That's the Spirit of Capcon. And 72,000 pounds of dirty diapers. That's the Spirit of Capcon. If you went to Capcon and you can think of one, post it online and tag me. I'd love to see it. Also, if you went to Capcon, the organizers have sent out a survey, so if you have any comments, concerns, observations, there is now a survey that you can fill out. All right, kiddos, this episode was brought to you by My ABDL Supplies, the Sydney-based age play company giving Newsy Nook listeners 5% off your next order when you use promo code NewsyBaby. Check out My ABDL Supplies, your one-stop ABDL shop. All right, kiddos, before I go, I just want to play Citrine's song Forever, which he played during the Spirit of Capcom's pageant. If you heard his performance, this recording is going to sound just a little different. That's because this version is from a furry convention in 2022. All right, kiddos, I gotta go grab my stuffy because this song is gonna make me cry. See ya. Bye.
And I checked in. Can't wait to hang out with all my friends. But now that I'm here, I'm finally thinking. If it were up to me, I'd never check out again.
check out the day after never, 'cause that day never will be. Oh, if I could stay here forever, that'd be all right with me. I'd leave there for a while, the day after never, 'cause that day never will be. The song sang, live and let live. The song sang, one day you'll forget. Yeah.
My friends at Anthro Ohio 2022. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out. My name is Citrine the Blind Husky. You enjoyed Diet Temper before me. Enjoy the rest of your ConCon and say hi, and I really hope to see you next year. Love you all.